The Dame and Han Show. The Dame and Han Show. The Dame and Han Show. The Dame and Han Show.
The Dame and Han Show. We just started.
Okay, I'm ready.
We started. We're on.
Are we?
Yes.
All that nose snorting?
What do you mean nose snorting?
I was like blowing in and out of my nose.
No,
because of my...
We started. Oh yeah, that a little bit of that was on the beginning.
Okay, well.
We're the editor. Maybe you want to cut that out?
Welcome to the Dave and Han Show with your guests.
Dave.
And?
Han.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's me.
Good night.
Hello.
Now, today at work, I can say that, right?
Let me run that by the lawyers.
I was just showing people the podcast. We were listening to E32.
Oh, really?
And
which apparently doesn't show up on the iTunes.
It went to the website.
Okay.
Although it isn't, it's E31 that doesn't show up on iTunes.
E31.
And my voice is all like distorted and like it's too loud and all this nonsense.
You're definitely louder than me normally.
Maybe I'll move the microphone further away. Why is that so funny?
It's hilarious.
No, but I don't like... We need better audio quality.
Well, we need better mics. We need better post-production. I'll put better effort into making a nice, crisp show.
That's a good idea.
But the thing is like, I can only do so much.
How about an effort? Then we'll worry about a better effort.
If you don't have pure ingredients, how can you make a cake?
Are you hungry?
Yeah. I just had a cake.
What kind of cake?
A
yummy cake? Because you're going,
Yeah.
God. Oh, sponsors.
Sponsor time.
Today's sponsor is Pocky. by Glico. Never knew
Glico?
That.
Glico, perhaps?
Glico. Do you know Glico?
No.
Pocky. It's biscuit sticks, strawberry cream coated.
Are you... Why would you... Are you making fun of my skin?
No. What?
Pocky.
Cause oh, because of your... Yeah, that's... Yeah. Thank God this is an audio podcast, everybody.
One day it may turn into a video podcast. And didn't we say we would turn it into a video podcast? Are you open to Pocky now?
Yeah, I...
Live on the air?
Yes.
Unprecedented.
Strawberry. Who likes strawberry? Whoever... If you like strawberry Pocky, put up your hand. Okay. That's a nice amount number.
If you're sure, put up... Oh, never mind.
What?
The lawyers just told me I can't actually say that.
Is that that deodorant joke?
Yeah.
Or a commercial?
It's not a joke.
Fancy a Pocky?
I will...
A Pockyless now?
Do I have to pick the short Pocky?
All right. Everyone, try Pocky.
Oh.
It's, one stick is 170 calories. No, that can't be right. One package, 170 calories. And there are...
It's like eating a sweet twig.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18.
It's like I dipped a twig into yogurt.
So it's less than 10 calories each.
Done.
That's some great pock.
Is this a first for us, eating on air?
No, we've eaten on it. We just didn't declare it.
Well, we did have a sponsor.
Everyone, try out Pocky from Glico. Glico? Sounds like Geico, that little lizard guy.
The little lizard.
This is unassociated with the little lizard.
Okay.
It comes in other flavors. This is the strawberry, my favorite. And available at Loblaws' everywhere.
Loblaws' is everywhere.
And various other stores. Remember that band, Loblaws' is everywhere?
That was a good band.
They had some great stuff.
I was a really big fan when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I got their CD, and everyone laughed at me.
Either cassette. That was on CD.
You recorded it off the... I had to record it off the radio because I couldn't afford those type of things.
So that's our sponsor, our new segment, and possibly the last time we have it.
That will be the last time.
Clear up some confusion,
Nobody's
this episode
confused.
Is not sponsored by Pocky.
We do not get any money for this show.
I just bought some Pocky before
this show.
This show
is a net loss for everybody. If you're listening to this show, you're losing money right now.
You're a loser.
No. We would never call you that. But you are. But we would never.
We don't even have their number.
We would never.
Okay, Pocky.
That was terrible.
It's not really a sponsor. It's our treat of the week recommendation.
Treat of the week
recommendation. Wow. Okay.
That was your Bibble Babble?
No, that was sponsor. I have Bibble Babble.
Oh, I see.
And it kind of relates to what we just said.
Okay, what's your babble?
Is it time to revamp the show?
What do you mean? Are you saying there's not enough vampires?
Terrible. Like, that's so bad. That is...
Just go with it.
You might lose...
So once we were vampired, you might not be that co-host anymore.
I don't know if you should be the co-host after that joke.
Why don't I just be the chost?
I'm going to move the microphone a little further away. Hans, a little bit tipsier than normal, as you can probably
just
tell.
Just call me Tipsy.
See?
Tipsy McGee.
A little closer. Remember Tipsy McStagger? So the funniest Simpsons character, Tipsy McStagger.
I'm laughing now. What's your Bibble Babble?
Revamping the show. Okay.
Okay, but what? How do you mean?
Okay, we are very lazy in terms of producing this show.
Whoa. We are very, very lazy.
It doesn't cost us anything except for some alcohol and some chips.
It's a net loss, like we've mentioned.
And sometimes when we have peanuts, it's a net loss because we eat them.
I thought we'd never talk about that.
No, it's not. Yeah, here's the thing: you have a few laughs. Basically,
you take the good, you take the bad.
I'm insulting Han. He takes it like a pussy. I don't know what the word is, and some people find that funny. What else?
What are you trying to propose here?
We have like our fakey five is like a trivia game. We have some fun things you can play along at home or on the subway.
David, what are you proposing?
I'm not proposing. I'm suggesting, I'm throwing it out there that should we just completely revamp the show?
Have new segments?
Well, first of all, put some time into it. Like, have sound effects and like real, like recorded segments. That's not really a revamp. That's just improving, right? Like, we just said, now it's time for the, you know, left-handed suggestion of the week. Like,
this is really funny coming from you, because you're all about, like, let's put almost no time into it, let's just dick around,
okay,
let's
so
not get
I'm
rid of...
I'm trying to think back to when I said, let's put no time into it, and I can't recall when I ever said that.
Okay.
But you just said that that was my stance.
I feel like that is your stance that I've... Okay, well... Let's get through this vamping.
Do
you have an idea of like what's your vision of how this would look like?
We can go like educational, right? Where you know how we have skeptical blather, which we do once every 6 weeks.
Do I? Yes.
And then we just say like spoon bending. What? And that's about it. Like we can do like a research topic and then explain it.
We
can go all learny.
Okay.
Fun learny. But that takes work and time and whatever.
And we're inevitably wrong.
Why would we be wrong?
Because...
Wikipedia would be our source for everything.
Okay.
Like, we can, and sometimes, you know, I don't have a segment, like, should we both have segments? Like, or should we, like, split it up and then have, like, content? Should we make real segments instead of stupid ones? Should we have, like, a set, like, every week there'll be a Nerd Alerts? People, like, you know, nerds can come in and go, like, oh, I can't wait for this week's, or this, not week, this episode's Nerd Alert. Should we have a regular schedule? Half of these are just kind of improvements, not necessarily revamp. Should we have guests?
I'm all for improving things. Yes, to guests.
Hockey, a delicious treat.
The thing is, like, okay, think about it this way. We do, like, one or two shows a month if we're...
Should we have an actual schedule?
On an actual schedule. Maybe that's the way to go instead. Because with the amount of effort we do, we're only able to do one or two shows a month, if that. And...
Now, here's a problem.
If we put more effort in, it might even be more difficult. I don't know. It sounds like we have to generate some kind of contract or...
You will not put your cats in a room for 1 hour, right?
What does that even mean?
Okay. You know cats?
I know cats. Okay.
You know you have cats.
I have two cats.
Do you know what rooms are?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what putting a cat in a room is? Do you know how long an hour
So this is about you not liking cats
no.
when we try this to record about, at my place.
Let's say we wanted to have a set two-week schedule.
We're putting all the cards out there, folks.
I can't... So
we can't record at my place because I have cats, and I'm not willing to put them into boxes while we record the show.
Are we in a box right now?
Humanity is in a box.
They are very walk-on-people-y.
They're very friendly cats.
Okay, so you think it's inhumane to put a cat in a room.
Here's the issue. Two cats
who love each other and just want to be together.
They don't love each other. But here's the thing. If we put two cats into a room at my place, they will scratch the door for an hour. They will meow and meow. And they make that sound that cats make, which is meow, for an hour. Because they don't want to be stuck
really?
In a room.
Really? Starting from the first minute? Well, how come they're not... So they should be trained to be stuck in rooms.
But that's not... I don't know how...
What if we were in the room?
Okay.
How would that work?
Well, they would try to scratch their way into the room.
They're fucking assholes. They just want to ruin everything.
They're my roommates. That's how they work. They operate on...
I don't know what kind of roommates you had that always wanted to be in the same room with you.
That I just have a magnetic personality. Okay. Feral magnetic.
Forget revamping the show. Okay.
No,
so.
But we can record in other places.
Yeah, but it's not as convenient or fun to do it like in a like when I did it at my old work.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of just. It's not even legal, probably, to be there.
So you can't be around cats. You can't have them proximitized near you.
I don't want things scratching me,
they're not
walking
gonna,
on
me. They won't scratch you.
They're on me. You. Okay, I mean, like, they will walk on me.
Okay, yes. They will do that. My cats do walk on people.
Okay, well, that's rude. Do they know that?
They don't.
You just let them walk around willy-nilly.
Look, cats
for,
were brought up to live... And tolerate with people, not like dogs, where they were brought up to train.
I don't
want
to. They don't have to tolerate being with me. That's the whole thing. I don't want any of their business. So why do they want my business? That's not tolerate.
They just like the heat you emanate.
So if I lower my body temperature by 10 degrees before coming over, they will not be interested.
That would work if you wore a suit that. You know, prevented your body from emanating heat.
How long do cats live?
Between 10 and 15 years.
250 years?
10 and 15.
And how long have you had them? How old are they?
3 years.
That's it? That's
They're
not
little
true.
Kids, so, yeah.
Are you on crack? You've had them more than 3 years.
No.
Okay,
I
anyways,
am not.
In 12 years, we'll continue the discussion.
Okay. Done.
Actually, we won't, because then we won't have to worry about this.
They'll be in a box.
Okay, time for a brand new segment called Spontaneous Movie Review.
Spontaneous Movie Review.
So in Spontaneous Movie Review, we find out a movie we've both seen, and then we review it together.
Spontaneous being, you didn't warn me about this, and you're just going to tell me the movie.
No, I don't know the movie. What movie have you seen? Have you seen movies lately?
Man on Wire? Did you see that one?
Is
so
that
we're
non-fiction?
Just going to run through the movies we've seen. Gravity?
Gravity. You saw Gravity?
I saw Gravity.
Okay, we're going to review Gravity.
Excellent movie. Best movie of 2013.
Okay, did you like it?
Hard to say.
Okay, so you really liked it.
I did.
I liked it. I kind of... Ever since Speed 2, actually Speed and Speed 2.
Speed and Speed 2 from the 1990s?
Sandra Bullock, I've always hated her because of her roles in those. I've just always hated her because of those movies, right?
What about The Net? You didn't see that one.
I saw The Net. What about Miss Congeniality?
I didn't see that one.
Anyways, did I just admit I saw it?
You did.
But There's no reason why I should hate her so much. Right?
She's just an actress.
Yeah.
With a good body.
Well, space body.
Why do you hate her?
Like her asteroid. What?
Heavenly bodies.
I told you why. Because of those movies. I just hated those movies were dumb, and then I associate with her as dumb unfairly.
Hmm.
Anyway, so I didn't think I would like Gravity because she's in it. She's just floating about.
Just hanging out there.
But I liked it.
Good.
I thought it'd be boring, but it isn't. Wasn't. Shouldn't be. What?
I saw it in 3D IMAX, or perhaps 3D AVX, but it was an amazing experience.
I saw it on my Samsung watch thing. No, I didn't. But I saw it at home.
In the comfort of?
I liked it. I liked... can we talk about
George
the movie?
George Clooney?
Is he in it? He wasn't in it.
He played a...
I'm joking. Can we talk about, like...
Spoiler alert!
Can we spoil it? Yeah, if you haven't seen it,
skip the
we're
going to
spoil it.
Few
so
minutes.
Keep listening, and we're going to ruin it for you.
Well, Dave will, yes.
At any time for the rest of the podcast, I might just shout out something.
This podcast is spoiler-laden. It's full of spoilers.
Yeah.
He
was dead all along, Sixth Sense.
He was actually a woman.
Luke Skywalker is Yoda's father.
Gross.
You're gross.
Hmm.
There was a scene when George Clooney, who was dead, assumed, comes back.
Right.
And I was like, groan, no, come on, this better be a dream. And then it was, so I was happy.
So it pleased you that it was a dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I thought it was getting a little Hollywood-y where it was kind of
right. Yeah. They kind of lead you down the Hollywood path and then say, nope.
Yeah, so I like that. So that was like...
You know what was really interesting is that the movie... I thought they shot those scenes in like a... You know, how they had that plane that goes up and down and then you can like...
Oh, an airplane.
Right, an airplane.
That goes up when it takes off and then...
Right, but it's like a special plane that like... It goes up really high and then it falls so that...
A zero-G plane.
So you can do
like...
a zero-G. But it didn't do that. They just... All the zero-G scenes were filmed... Using wires. Like, they just simulated zero-G. There was not...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
You should see the making of. It's actually quite interesting.
Is that on Netflix?
It's on YouTube.
Hmm. Which Netflix did not owns give us YouTube? Any
money. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so... 4 space thumbs up for Gravity.
Yes. Sandra Bullock, please make more movies.
Starring Selma Hayek. No, Sandra Bullock. Okay, and we're done, I guess. Anything left?
I think I feel like we should do our top three.
Get that let's out of the do
way. It. Top three.
What do we call this segment?
Top list.
Top list? Did we see any nudity in Gravity?
No, there's no nudity in Gravity.
Just some kind of bum, part of a bum.
There's no gravity.
She's not wearing like panties.
There's no nudity.
Doesn't she wear panties and a bra?
She's like in her like space underwear, but that's it.
Okay, so part of her bum.
Space underwear.
It wasn't like granny underwear. You saw some...
No, that's like wearing a bikini. That's not nudity. Bikini is not nudity.
There's nudity under a bikini.
Technically.
Top three. No, it's like it's called the interactive joke exchange.
What? When did you come up with that?
I mean, like, it's a funny...
Right. Okay, so today's interactive joke exchange is...
Three-item edition.
is little-known facts about Mr. Mayor Rob Ford.
Oh, Mayor. You just got rid of one of mine.
Okay, well, okay. These are little-known...
If my audio is all distorted and loud, I'll be very upset. Should I go in the other room and talk?
I feel like you're already upset.
No, I'm pretty calm, collective. I'm part of the collective. Borg.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay, you want to go first? Oh, no, who wants to finish?
Mine are terrible, so I'm going to go first. So
you always say that, so take
and they
the pressure
always
off.
Are.
Okay, go, do yours first.
Just for those who weren't here in my living room when we prepared, I did mine about 18 seconds, and Han took about 2.5 hours.
I take 2.5 hours to do everything, ladies, and that's just how I roll.
He was talking about pooing, by the way.
Yep.
Little known facts about Rob Ford.
The mayor of Toronto.
Number 3. He does crack. Hold on. I didn't finish.
Okay.
Can I finish? Can I say the whole thing?
Yeah, but you paused.
Because you started laughing.
All right. I didn't.
Number 3. He does crack kitchen tiles all the time when walking around the house.
What? That's not a sentence.
He does crack kitchen tiles all the time when walking around the house.
Okay, that's terrible.
It was a joke.
I understand. Number 1.
Now I'm mad.
Or my number 3. Are we going from 3 to 1 or 1 to 3?
You count down on these top 10s.
Okay, number 3.
Or 3s. But why would you just... You're terrible.
I understand it.
Pocky.
Number 3. He goes through 4 suits a day.
Lawsuits?
Maybe.
That's it?
That's it.
And you made fun of mine.
The thing is, you always see Rob Ford wearing a suit. It's just funny.
That's not funny.
Okay.
You insulted my double meaning joke trip. Holy shit.
Okay, go to your number 2.
He goes through 4 suits a day.
We'll go through this.
That's supposed to be funny? I don't understand. You thought that was like, oh, this will get them laughing.
No, that's the whole point. Number 3 is the throwaway.
Okay, number 2. His middle name is Wendy.
Rob Wendy Ford?
Yes.
I don't get it. Okay, my number 2 is he's scared of leprechauns.
I don't get it.
Leprechauns are funny.
And a middle name of Wendy on a man isn't funny?
It is vaguely amusing, yes.
And number 1. Little known fact about Rob Ford. He put Toronto on the map. Of shame.
And
that was a fake laugh. Total fake laugh.
Here. Okay. My number 1 little known fact about Rob Ford. He's legally incompetent.
So I won, I assume. Everyone would agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Maybe you didn't know, but these were supposed to be funny.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Okay. We've tortured them enough, have we? Or no, we can't go from like a list to a list.
No, I know. That's what I was thinking to do.
Okay, so...
Maybe you have a
bookie look, eh?
Okay, do your bookie look, because I do not... I don't read books. I read tweets and Facebook updates.
You don't have a bookie look?
Which apparently aren't books. No, I do not.
I don't know who the author is. Should I have looked that up?
Yes.
I think the last name is Stone something. Nick Stone?
Good.
Okay, my bookie look is a book called The Old Man and the Wasteland. Have you heard of it?
No.
Han, you're
confidently
in,
say...
You're in for a treat.
Hmm. Is it more Pocky? Is it in Pocky form, this treat?
The Old Man and the Wasteland is a trilogy... Actually, the trilogy is called The Wasteland Saga. This is the first book, but it comes now as a trilogy. There are 3 kind of short books.
Was the first man involving him in the sea?
The Old Man in the Sea is actually part of it, not the book itself. But he carries around that book, and he has conversations with Santiago, the main character of that book, in his head. This is written by either Nick Cole, that's his name.
Good old Nick Cole.
St. Nicholas Cole.
You can always rely on him for...
That might be his name. It's something Cole. Steve Cole, maybe. But just look up The Old Man in the Wasteland. Now, Han, I am severely recommending this.
I feel like every book you recommend severely.
Any other recommendation I made before was a lie.
Ouch.
Remember when I promised cake? That was also a lie. This is very good. It's 3 books. The first one is called... I just heard a meow. What was that?
That was me coughing.
The first one is called The Old Man in the Wasteland. The second one is called something about a boy. The spooky boy. I really should have done more research.
Why do you not look up the titles and author names?
The Burnt Boy. The Something Boy, and the third one is called something about a river, Rivers and Bends.
That's
anyways,
comedy value, folks.
Look up The Old Man in the Wasteland / The Wake Up Wasteland Saga, which is the trilogy. See, he wrote the first book, then he wrote the second book, and the third book only came in a combined three-book thing called The Wasteland Saga. It's about 40 years after nuclear annihilation. It's a post-apocalyptic love story. It's not a love story. It's like, and it's about an old man who goes out to savage stuff for his village and has an adventure.
Savage stuff for his village.
Salvage.
Salvage.
I can't speak. And then the middle book is about a weird boy who's kind of a warrior.
Does he savage a boy?
No.
Is that what you're suggesting?
And then the third book, they all characters come together, including his granddaughter, and they go on an adventure. Kind of like Fallout-y-like. It's... The writing style is kind of unique. He has often very short sentences and paragraphs with just a kind of word.
Okay, so here's my question. Does this remind you of, like, The Road or...
In review, I never read The Road, but in reviews it
you
says,
the
like,
Road?
The Road meets...
And did you read any of...
No.
Okay.
But it's really, really good. The Savage Boy. Salvage? Savage. The Savage Boy is a middle book. Maybe. I'm not sure. I can Google it, but what's the point? Okay, so Han, on air, in front of all these witnesses... Do you promise you're going to give it a read?
What's the book called?
The Old Man in the Wasteland.
I thought you said that was the series name.
No, that was the first book name.
Okay.
You can try that. If you like it, which I'm sure you do, then you would read the other two. And I think like the first two books are like 200 pages or less each. They're pretty short.
How much? Okay.
And the last book is long. Is about the same. It's like the same size as the first two combined.
Well, I do like
Nick Cole.
I do like Cormac McCarthy. So if it's anything of that
it is.
Ilk,
so it's gonna be your next book.
Just say I can't yes. promise.
Just say yes. You can promise. Actually,
you want me to promise here on national TV?
Yes.
Yes.
And when are you gonna start reading it?
I'm giving you ten days to pick it up.
10 days to start reading it.
Where is it? Is it a new book or is it an old book?
I don't know.
Well, I assume it must be old because if he's done the other books already.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. You don't do e-books, do you?
I don't have an e-reader.
Why would you? It's only whatever year is it? 2014. Well, it's available at the World's Biggest Bookstore, I'm assuming. So get it there.
World's Biggest Bookstore does no longer exist.
That's a lie.
Why?
Because they're in existence until the end of February. At least. Let's do it. Let's stop torturing everybody. Let's get to the only reason anyone ever listens to this. Wait, should we do listener mail?
No.
Okay, let's do our signature topic, item, segment. Whenever I hear segment, I think of The Human Centipede. Which, The Human Centipede 3 is coming out in either this month or next month. Did you ever see any of The Human Centipede movies?
No.
I really liked... No. I thought Human Centipede 1 was an entertaining movie.
Okay.
2 was just kind of trying to be centipede-y, like gross and weird.
Okay.
Not many people liked or even saw The Human Centipede.
I did not.
Anyways, it's quite something interesting to see.
I don't like normal centipedes, so...
How are you on mouth to ass? Is it...
I don't even know what that means.
It's the worst way you could ever know what that means. There's kind of fun mouth to ass, like, sometimes... Like in the bedroom. This is.
Between humans?
The wrong one. This is like as bad as you can, that phrase can get. Anyways, that's part of the movie. It's not like. It's not like explicit. It's just. It's not like those German pornos. That's all I'm trying to say. Okay, do it. You go first. Let's fakey five each other, bitch.
Fakey
five.
All right, fine. I hope you didn't choose the same topic.
Okay, we're out of time.
Fakey five is we had the Chinese New Year.
I thought we chose the same topic.
2014, Chinese New Year, Year of the Horse.
I honestly thought that tonight is the Chinese New Year.
Well, today was the new day, okay. But it was actually yesterday, I think.
30th to 31st?
I don't know. Who knows how they work? Who understands those
people? Chinese.
There's so many of them, and yet you can't understand what they say.
And they all look...
They look very similar.
Like Steve Buscemi. I don't know why.
It's a...
No, they all look at Steve Buscemi when he walks by.
It's a heavy weight he has to carry. My fakie five are... These are five animals on the Chinese zodiac. But one of them is actually not on the zodiac. One of them I've just inserted in there, hoping no one will notice.
Okay.
A population of 5 billion, 4 billion? How many people are over there? Number one, the rat. So these are animals on the zodiac.
Okay, that's
Chinese
on
zodiac.
It. Okay, 54.
Number two, ox.
Okay, next.
Number three, turtle. Number four, goat. And number five, pig. No, I'm calling you pig, actually. Number five, pig. Those are, again, rat, okay. Ox, turtle, goat, pig.
Okay, so ox...
All year, delicious
I've heard
animals.
The phrase, year of the ox, so it has to be on it. Rat for sure is on it. Ox is, I'm saying, is on it. Pig... It seems like the most of the three. So goat, and what was the other one?
Most? What does that mean?
No, goat, of the remaining
turtle,
three.
Pig.
Okay, turtle. I don't think the Chinese do turtles. So, okay, I'm going to assume pig is on it. I don't know
just
why.
Just because
though.
You...
Turtle and goat.
Hold These on. Are not animals they eat, by the way, necessarily.
Turtle and goat.
But they do eat all of them.
Turtle and goat. Turtle, goat, pig.
Hmm.
I recently heard a thing about, like, some... On one of my podcasts, people would say what they were. I didn't hear any of those three. Turtle, goat, and pig. Although pig seems like maybe it was in it once. Although I've never heard you're the pig. Turtle. This is hard. Turtle, goat, and pig. Turtle initially was my first choice for the fakie.
Just go by what's least delicious.
Goat seems like something you would throw in. I never heard that before. Pig, I think I've heard. Okay, I'm just counting pig. Turtle and goat. Turtle and goat. Turtle and goat. Turtle. If they had a race.
Well, there was a race between a turtle and a hare. Tortoise, though. Actually, it was a tortoise and a hare. Tortoise is an entirely different creature from a turtle.
Turtle and goat.
But maybe it's a translation error. Maybe it's a tortoise.
Turtle and goat. Goat is my answer.
It was turtle!
No!
Yes, it was turtle. I throw that in.
Oh, shit.
So well, close.
That was close. Everyone heard that.
Whew, tantalizing.
Han.
Yes.
Are you familiar with GMO foods?
Am I?
I'm gonna
I have
list
some in my pocket right
five
now.
Name brand, well, most name brand foods, products you can buy in the grocery store.
Any grocery store?
Four of them have GMO ingredients. One of them does not.
How do you know this?
I looked it up.
Unlikely.
There are like 36 trillion sites that track from crazy people. That track what has GMO or not. I can't believe, actually... Is this on? Okay. I can't believe how much there is, how much, like, danger, GMO. Maybe we should talk about this in Skip Will Bother. Like,
we did talk about it.
Oh, okay. Maybe I should have a memory.
We could talk about it again, though. It's a big enough topic to be
Number
covered
one,
more than once.
Kellogg's Pop-Tarts.
Mm.
Number two, Nabisco's Arrowroot Teething Biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, General Mills Count Chocula. That's where I typed cunt accidentally. Count Chocula cereal. That's Count Chocula.
So this counts towards revamping, right? Okay, number four.
Number four, Stouffer's meatloaf in gravy. Mm-hmm. And number five, homegrown organic farms freeze-dried organic blueberries.
So that's, excuse me, folks. I got a little bit of a tickle in my throat here. I got to cough again.
Never make that sound again.
So that's the one that you threw in there.
Kellogg's
that like, sounds like it should be obviously not GMO, but I'm going to guess it has GMO.
That's the one?
No. Wait. What?
Okay. What do you?
Aren't you? Don't you want me to pick one that doesn't have GMO in it, or does have GMO in it?
One of these does not have GMO.
Oh, does not. Okay.
I'll read them again. Kellogg's Pop Tarts, Nabisco Arrowroot Teething Biscuits, General Mills Count Chocolate Cereal, Stouffer's Meatloaf and Gravy, and Homegrown Organic Farms Freeze-Dried Organic Blueberries.
I'm going to guess the Arrowroot cookies don't have organic, or don't have GMO.
It was Homegrown Organic Farms Freeze-Dried Organic Blueberries.
That was the stupidest segment ever. That was the obvious choice.
I know. I tried to trick you so you wouldn't go with the obvious.
That is so terrible. That is so terrible.
It's the best. It's my favorite Fakey Five ever.
No. It's awful. Yes. Oh, for heaven's
sake.
Why
would you go? If there were four ones that sound like they should be it, and then one that for sure sounds like it should be it.
I thought the whole thing was like, gotcha. It sounds like it should be obvious, but it's not.
Wow, this was sheer brilliance.
No, that was terrible. What was the thing called?
What?
What was the thing that didn't have any GMO in it called? What was it? Homegrown blueberry pie?
Homegrown Organic Farms is the brand. Freeze-dried organic blueberries.
Okay.
I am so proud of that.
Do you have a would you rather?
Yes. Mine is very...
sexual?
Very crazy. I know you have a would you rather.
Okay.
I'll go first. Because mine's well. Like... If you put any thought... Actually, mine's thought-provoking.
Provoke.
Would you rather get paid $450,000 tax-free... But if you say the word "and" within 60 days, you lose your arms and legs.
Or 60 days?
Or get a free magazine subscription to Wired for 1 year.
I see. So one is like a huge
one's the thing, and the other ones are not.
Money, but then it's like there's a scary danger to it. For 60 days. How much money was it? Like
$450,000.
What? Why such an arbitrary amount?
No, I spent a lot of time. I didn't want it to... First, I had $150,000. But I wanted to be able to at least pay off a mortgage with it and have money left. Like,
yeah, that could easily pay off my mortgage.
It had to seriously be... You know what I mean? But I didn't want to go millions, because then, like... It more likely if it was just, like, millions. I don't know.
So for 2 months, I would essentially tape my mouth shut. I would not want to lose my limbs.
Right. And I guess you could do that.
Are you actively trying to make me say the word "and"? Are there people out there like?
I wouldn't, just out of like decency. Although I've seen what you can do with your arms and legs, it's really not worth it to even keep them.
I feel like I would choose that one and just like. Take a vow of silence for 2 months. Which actually, no. You know what? Fuck it. I wouldn't do it. It's just too much stress. For 2 months, I would be like, it would be too scary, too much pressure. I don't want someone like monitoring my words every second.
Okay, so you're doing the magazine. That's it. And you get a magazine subscription for a year.
Yeah, what magazine is it?
It's like you win either way. Wired.
Mm.
You're like, no, I hate Wired. I'll do the other one.
I would rather not have Wired.
Okay, fair enough. Also, you can come up with a good idea, a business idea, and you can earn $450,000 legitimately and then not worry about ever having all your limbs chopped off. I didn't want to tell you how they come off. That was, you didn't even ask, but.
I don't want to know.
Good. Okay,
I don't want to lose my limbs. I don't want that pressure for 2 months.
Yeah, who does? Okay.
Life's hard enough, man. $450,000 is a lot of money, but...
But not, like...
It's not crazy fun town money.
If it was $1 billion...
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to make it not the biggest thing in the world, but a nice, slightly life-changing amount. Not even life-changing. I don't know what, like... Just...
$450,000 would make life... Would help grease your way through life.
Yeah.
Make things smooth. David, would you rather... A, when you close your eyes, you can see through someone else's eyes if they're open.
If they're open?
Yeah.
I have so many questions about this, but go on.
Or B, when you touch someone, your skin to their skin, you can see their feature randomly, some random event in their feature. Like it just plays out.
Okay, for the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you don't like touching people.
Well, I can just be a psychic, touch their finger, and the.
The other one, you don't have to even be in the same room. You can just close your eyes.
I've already chosen the second one.
Okay.
What else we got?
That's it. It's a random event. You do know this.
Maybe randomly we'll get a Super Bowl prediction or something. I'll the second one for sure.
You might get randomly them in the shower. You might get randomly them on the can.
Pick people I want to touch then. And both cases are appealing to me. Yeah. I'm not into people pooing, just for the record.
Hmm.
Although I'm into pooing myself, and I'm very good at it.
Hmm.
Well,
have you a fun segment? Maybe we should find out if you're psychic, David.
Oh yeah, I didn't want to brag, but I believe that I have some. Even though I didn't get my powers yet from the Would You Rather. Oh, I picked the second one. So when does that start?
Okay. I'm going to test your psychic ability.
I've chosen what I want. When are you going to give it to me? The power to see the future.
You have it now.
Oh. Well, I won't touch you, so...
But most people have the power to block it, which I didn't tell you about.
Oh, and also I forgot to tell you, the subscription to Wired comes with AIDS.
Straight AIDS? You don't go through HIV first?
Nope.
How is that possible?
You jump ahead.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
That doesn't make sense. How does the AIDS virus... Okay. All right. David, I'm going to...
have it already. Sorry.
I happen to be a disbeliever.
Okay.
A non-believer, some might say.
A re-believer. A believer.
A non-believer. I have here 5 Zener ESP cards, the official Zener ESP set.
Are they signed by Zener?
Yep.
This is our funnest podcast episode, eh?
Is it?
It's because you've had more than normal, because we're doing it on a weekend.
I also feel like I have more mucus than normal. So I have here 5 Zener ESP cards, and I'm going to get you to try to pick out... When you are back from refilling your cup, the 5 symbols are star, wavy lines, or mustache. I will accept mustache. A plus sign, or Jesus cross. A square,
Jesus H cross.
Or the 4-sided polygon, and a circle.
No, an infinite-sided polygon. Polygon?
Nobody can hear you.
Infinitely-sided polygon, is that funny?
And I'm going to pick one out, set it aside, and I'm going to ask you, David, to tell me what it is. And if you can do it 3 times in a row,
yes,
with reshuffling, I will declare online and in tweet form that you are psychic.
Okay.
So let's get right to it then.
Okay.
Psychic challenge, number 1.
That is a square.
Sorry, it's this card.
Yeah, that's a square. Let's do the second challenge.
It is a...
Han.
10-sided polygon. The star.
Same nonsense with you. What is this one?
Circle.
Really? Wow, what double starred.
Terrible. I don't like being double starred.
I should have said mustache. I should have said N-sided polygon.
Hmm. That's... I don't know if you can say the N-sided polygon squared word here.
Okay. Well?
Well, why don't I tell you how tweet it is?
No.
No?
Oh. Because first, it's a time to joke.
Time to joke.
What does a moon... Sorry, why does a moon rock taste better than an earth rock?
It's a little meteor.
Because it's a little meteor. How do you know that?
Because it's a dumb joke, and I can figure it out instantly.
No, you heard it before.
Obviously, I've heard it before.
Don't
but
lie
not...
to me. From the oatmeal?
No, it was on Futurama. On, like, the first or second episode. And oh. I remember that joke forever, because it's, like, so dumb. It's a little meteor.
Okay, go on.
Oh, dear. Okay, I'm going to tell you how tweet it is.
Tell Han, how tweet is it?
Why don't I just tell you?
why don't I just tell you what the movie is?
Back on January... Well, a couple weeks ago, anyway, they had the Golden Globe Awards.
You know, sorry, the Lobo Awards?
The Olden Globes.
The Golden Globe Awards.
The Kobold Colds.
Son, stop this bad shtick. The Golden Globe Awards?
For 2014. And guess who achieved a lifetime...
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen, right. And it was accepted by Diane Keaton. He did not show up, as he is wont to do. He rarely shows up for his awards.
Diane Keaton accepted it?
Yeah.
That was his ex-wife?
No. I don't know.
No, Mia Farrow.
Mia Farrow's his ex-wife.
Who was his actress buddy?
Actress buddy. And anyway, so this is a tweet.
Is Diane Keaton and Michael Keaton related?
I don't know. They both wear suits.
Something to check.
This is a tweet by Wendy Molyneux. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Is it Rob Wendy Ford? Or
no, here's the tweet. I bet Woody Allen would show up if he won a Kids' Choice Award. That's how tweet it is.
It's good that I did a time to joke first to get something funny in there.
Right, and then this is to cleanse the palate.
First of all, there's no Kids' Choice Award. What is that all about?
Dave, do you have another segment for us?
Hold on. If the award show that was being punned or joked was an actual award show that everyone's familiar with, then there's some merit to a possible hilarious joke.
So you're approaching this from the technical...
Like, I'm sure you'd be there if it was a Neurotic Jew Awards. What?
This is where we insert the sound of crickets.
Okay, well, let's do a celebrity quote since we're talking about the People's Choice Award.
Celebrity quote.
This is the old men who are still alive edition. Mm. The quote is... Mm. I'll list the people first.
Okay.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke's alive?
Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney is not alive.
Kirk Douglas. Remember he did push-ups at the Academy Awards like 20 years ago, and he was 1,000? Anyways. Dick Van Dyke, Mickey Rooney, Kirk Douglas. Who said, all the muddy waters of my life cleared up when I gave myself to Christ?
Mickey Rooney.
Correct.
That was easy.
Oh, did you know that?
No.
You just guessed.
I used the power of Christ.
I don't find that compelling.
Well, some do and some don't.
Just on the joke I just made?
Yes.
Well,
I have a new word.
I don't. So tell me your new word / phrase.
My new word is to describe someone... You know when you see someone who's, like, really angry?
Oh, and it's called, like, seeing.
Yep. And they're, like, shouting and ranting and raving. And then all of a sudden they're like, I'm too tired. I'm just... Okay, whatever. I'm sorry.
Hold on. I've never seen what you just described.
Well, they could be, like, drunk, and they suddenly...
But then they just stop?
Moves.
I've never seen the transition from
Well, this describes... This word refers to the transcription, to the transformation. And the word...
But I don't believe the transformation even exists.
It must exist. No one can be angry forever. This refers to that moment when they, like, stop being angry and start being... passive and tired or whatever.
Okay, go on.
The word is bejeckled. Like being bespeckled. But it is being bejeckled. Like Mr. Jekyll. Or Dr. Jekyll. Dr. Jekyll. He was a doctor.
But
That was my new word and or phrase. But
shouldn't it be
word.
Called Jekyll Hyded? Because you're only talking about the ranty part, not the...
No, this refers to the transition state. So he's becoming Dr. Jekyll. Be Jekylled.
I thought Mr. Hyde was the normal guy.
No, it's the other way around.
Be Jekylled.
And if it's not, then we can just flip it.
Let's retire that segment.
Okay, done.
Speaking of which, let's also retire this segment. Dangerous Wager.
Dangerous music.
Han.
Yes?
Do you know what the Ibero-America countries are?
I don't know any of those words.
Neither do I, really. I don't even know if it's pronounced Ibero. I guess so, because Libero makes no sense, LB. But I looked up... I want to look up South American presidents. And I ended up with the Ibero-America presidents, which includes countries like Spain and Portugal.
That's not South America.
I know. That's why it's Ibero-America. Now, we don't know what that means, but it has to do with, like, South
Latin
America
dudes.
Latino-y things, right?
Latino.
But Portugal isn't Latino.
Spicy.
There's some, whatever, connection.
Salsa.
Anyways, there are, I think, about 20-something countries. Now, five of those countries have presidents. No. Actually, about 14, 15 have presidents. The others have prime ministers and other things. But of the presidents of these Ibero-American countries, America, five presidents have middle names. Name four, and I'm giving you $1 million. Go.
Caliente.
No, you have, now you still have, that's your freebie.
Jose.
Wrong. It was Fernandez, Manuel, Perez, Lobo, and Pens.
I actually had a chance at, like, a couple of those. Those are very common names.
Yeah. Is this the closest you've ever been to $1 million?
It was a joy to be that close.
You would have never gone with Lobo, right?
That is...
But Fernandez, Manuel, Perez, yes.
Well, Lobo means wolf, but I would never have guessed it.
Three of them, yeah, were pretty common. Pens, P-E-N with a funny hat on it, Z, is probably another hard one.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that
one. But those other three, you could have got 3 to 4, just with a bit of thought. And a bit of caring.
Jose could have been a middle name. Jose?
That's normally a first name.
Hmm. Is it?
Okay, I have a nerd alert, a time to hate.
Nerd alert! Do it! Nerd alert!
And that's it.
Do your nerd alert.
I have two nerd alerts.
What's our time? Time.
52
time,
minutes.
Give me time. Okay.
I wrote Path to Exile.
So did I.
What?
It's a double nerd alert, folks. Woo!
Okay, so Path to Exile is
It's not Path of to Exile.
It's not Path of or to?
Path of.
Okay, whatever. Okay. I call it PE anyways. I don't. I just made that up. It's a...
Action
free
RPG.
Game from Steam, Diablo-y like, action RPG, and it's completely free. You can buy things in the game, but it's only like silly cosmetic things, like a cat that's on fire who's always...
Or you can buy a dance.
Yeah. So it's like surprising. It's a very well-made game, completely free.
And when we say well-made, it is, like, better than Diablo 3.
Yeah. And there's no way to actually... There's no... Like, it's almost like they don't want you to spend money on it yet, at least, right?
Yeah, you can play a full... You can play Diablo 3 worth of game and still not pay anything. You can play a full game. It's a full game.
And it's way more enjoyable to me than Diablo 3. I never really got into it or liked Diablo 3. And it's amazing. And, like... They take years of, like, feedback from these types of games and did improvements and stuff that I really like. There's a skill tree that's mental.
Right. It's not open source, but it's a small company, but they listen to user feedback, and they're constantly updating the game and making it better.
There's an update right now. I got one tonight.
It's just... It's like it takes everything of all those action RPGs and it's like, okay, we'll just make it better and we'll keep making it better forever. It's like now, so good.
What level have you played? You were sick and you were playing it a lot.
Yeah, I played up to level 26 or something like that.
And what chapter are you in? Whatever, there's three acts?
I'm in the middle act. I'm almost done the middle act.
Okay, so I'm almost done the first act. And like the like inventory loot system is really cool because there's these like.
So yeah, there's like two skill systems. Like there's a your character which you pick from like five different classes in the beginning, and then you have a skill tree, and the skill tree is like humongous. Like it is like
hundreds
insane.
And hundreds.
Hundreds of skills, and they're all presented to you immediately. Like you can see everything.
Yeah, you can see, but like you have to follow chains.
Yeah,
to get
you
all
start
of
off in like one little node, and you kind of like go on the
map. It's a web of nodes.
A web of nodes.
Interconnected.
Yeah. So there's all these passive skills, but what you the fun part is that it uses the socket system, so you need items with little spaces on them that you can put these gems that you find. And the gems have skills attached to them. And the skills yeah. are your actual abilities. Yeah. Like, those are the things you put in your hotkey slots.
So, like, I have a... There's a gem that raises zombies from corpses.
Right.
So, if that's in a weapon and conditions are met, that's now a skill. Like, you press, like, a letter on the keyboard to activate it.
Right. So, it's interesting mix of...
And here's something that's, like... Like it's hard to describe, but the game just gives you things that you wish existed that other games restricted. For example, you can just take things out. You can take them out of weapons. You can desocket right. a gem and just put it back
it's
and
free.
Put it on something else.
It's free. It doesn't cost you anything.
Every other game, like you have to like the weapon's ruined. You got to sell it and then you lose those gems. Like as some weird punishment, as if
the only. Permanent things is if you're playing hardcore mode, obviously if you die, you go into regular mode. But the
just like real life,
just like real life. So yeah, just watch out. Don't try not to die. The thing is your passive skills. When you apply them, they're stuck until you get the refund points, and then you can pull them out. But until then, that's the only like permanent part. But it's still like super fun. It's like it's not a real punishment.
Right.
You rarely regret taking those points because you can see what you're doing and where you're going. It's not really.
And also, you can go anywhere. Like, if you're a mage, you can go travel to the warrior thing and just warrior up in skills. Like, you're not locked into.
Right. A thing. It only tells you where you start, not. It doesn't dictate what really you are,
yeah,
per se. So you pretty much tailor make your character as you progress. Like, you want to do more magic? Fine, do more magic. It's not like you're stuck in any way.
And just visually, it's amazing. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
And it runs quick. It's very smooth, run fast. You know what I mean? Like, it's not sluggish. Like, Diablo 3 was the king of slug.
Yeah. There's a lot of visual effects, and it's like, it's amazing that they put so much up-to-date graphical effort into this action RPG that you don't see.
And how... I don't understand how... why do they do this? Like, did they lose a bet? No, first of all, was it started as a Kickstarter? Was that true or no?
I'm not sure, but they did have like fundraising of some sort, and they raised like over $2 million.
Yeah, it would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to make this, and weird.
Yeah.
And are they going to just eventually, like not eventually, but like say at some point this year, is money going to mean more? And
I think they're only relying on the microtransactions, which is like, I want to animate my character in this way. I want this colored cat.
I am no stranger to paying for things I enjoy. I think we had this debate. Actually, we had this debate on the last episode,
on
right?
On Hearthstone, yeah.
Yeah. I, like, the Simpsons game I played on the, like, tapped out on the iPad, I really enjoyed it. So... Even though I didn't need it, I got like 127 donuts for $10. I want to give them $10. I enjoyed it. Mm. I gave the money. I like Candy Crush. I'll like buy upgrades whenever because it's enjoyable. I like giving. Like I don't like it, but I mean, I feel like I should. I feel like they've earned it.
Mm.
This game, I kind of want to give them money, but I don't want to buy stupid things. Like I'm hoping this year they'll give me a reason to give the money. If you're listening out there, RuneScape, what's the company called? I have no idea. Whatever. Creators.
Cracked Gear Games? What is it?
No.
Something Gear
Links
Games.
Links Gears or something?
Something Gear Games.
Interlocked Gears or something.
Crazy Gears.
Wacky Gears.
Spinning
Exile Gears.
Gears. Smelly gears.
There's something about linked, interlocked. Anyways, if you're listening, creators of Path of Exile, give me a way to give you money comfortably. I don't know what the
hell that gives you something that you want in return.
Yeah.
Rather than just another dance animation.
Because Lord knows I'm enough of those. Okay, and I have one other nerd alert.
What? Oh, two nerd alerts?
Maybe I said this in a previous one. Like, every time I say that, I have, right?
You're doubling
nerding
out? Anyways,
I have nerd phone syndrome. So,
okay.
I think I said this before. In my hands, I have the Moto X.
Which you love is the number one phone in your heart?
Yes, it is so good.
And you're going to tell us again about it?
No.
Valentine's Day is around the corner? Okay.
No. Actually, Google just sold Motorola. This was like Google bought Motorola to kind of release a new type of their own phone that they totally control. And they just recently sold it.
To Lenovo.
Anyways, the phone is so good. But all I want to do is get another phone.
What?
Because when you're a nerd, like especially an Android nerd, no matter after X months, like 5-6 months, you want something new. You there's no fault of this phone, and I already want. I'm dying to get another one.
You're disgusting.
You're gross. Smelly.
You can't commit. That's your problem.
What are you talking about? I'm always dreaming of the next thing. It's the opposite of what? Mm. Anyways, that's a quick nerd alert.
That was it? You just want a new phone?
No, a true nerd is never happy with their...
Oh, you think that's a feature of a true nerd? That they only want the newest thing?
And the problem is there is no newest thing. There's nothing been released, really, in Android for a few months. Apparently, it's now February... No. Yes, it is now February.
Technically, yes.
The Galaxy S5 is supposed to come out in March.
Isn't that one of those big ones, though?
It's bigger. Yeah, actually, that's another thing. Another good thing about this is it's not too big, but I don't care because I have to get another phone. Anyways, the thing about the Galaxy S's, which I may have said before, maybe on a time to hate, is the volume rocker is opposite side of the power button, which is really stupid design.
Because you could easily turn it on or off.
Because when you want to press the side button, you have to anchor it on the other side with your hand. You can't just like... And then you end up changing the volume when you want to turn the phone on or off, or you turn the phone off when you want to change the volume.
It's a comedy of errors.
Error. No. Mm-hmm. It's just poor design, and they've had they've had that button layout each subsequent phone, and on the... I assume notes, whatever. It's so stupid. It's so dumb and stupid. And if they didn't have that, that's the reason why I have this phone instead of the Galaxy S4, is the button layout. I just could not handle it. It made me so angry every time I wanted to do something and then I do the wrong thing.
And yet you're going to get it.
No, I'm not. Okay, first of all, why didn't I want the S4 so badly. Because I need a new phone, so I was gonna get, but that button layout is stopping me. That's like, there's nerd, whatever I described it as, what did I call it?
Alerted.
Nerd phone syndrome. But the buttons trump that desire.
But what if the next phone has that same layout?
Then I'm not gonna get it.
Okay.
And the sad thing is, there'll seem to be no more Motorola googly deluxe phones.
That seems sad.
Yeah. Okay, that's my nerd alerts.
Maybe we should wrap things up.
Yeah, it's over an hour.
Ooh.
I have no parting thought, do you?
My parting thought to you, my good folks, my good listeners, my good friends, some of them just people I never met. My parting thought to you, dear, gentle, kind person, is to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like what we were talking about earlier.
Yes. When someone wrongs you in some way, or you perceive a wronging, give them the benefit of the doubt. Why assume that they mean to hurt you, or harm you, or to ignore you, or to do something bad? Maybe there's some other issue, some other problem at hand.
What about asking them?
You can ask them.
No. Let's not. Let's just assume that there's a reason, not find out. Keep getting wronged, and then die.
No, you could ask them too, but I'm just saying until that point, until
what
you
point?
Know what the reason is.
What if you don't
give
know?
Them the benefit of the doubt?
What? So you're gonna in your scenario, you're gonna find out.
You can, yeah. I don't know if it's feasible to always find out every perceived slight.
What about asking?
Yeah, but you don't want to go around asking people, did you mean to do that? What are you trying to say with this?
What
I feel
if,
like that's unreasonable.
Someone was going to return a CD to you, and they don't. So you just give them the benefit of doubt, assuming that there's something going on in their life that they cannot return the CD, rather than after a reasonable amount of time go, hey, what's up with the CD, right? That's what this parting thought
no,
is
I'm
all
not,
about.
Obviously, I'm not saying take it to an extreme. I'm just saying don't immediately assume that there's...
Okay. So, like, in the first few weeks, you don't immediately.
Yeah,
what about
exactly.
4 months later?
4 months later, then you just gently remind them, I guess, if you really need a CD. And also, who's lending CDs in this day and age? If you lend a CD, don't expect it to come back.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night.
And we're on. I'm Han.
And I am David.
And we are talking together. Like two queers.
Together again.
Can you say more in your normal voice to do this audio test?
This is my normal voice.
Thank you.
Why would you say otherwise?